Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Comic Weekly brings you a complete radio adventure with Jungle Jim, based on the action pictures and characters of the same name featured every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Sunday morning is adventure time when you buy the Comic Weekly, for its pages and pages of full-color, daringly illustrated exploits bring you such favorites as Prince Valiant, The Phantom, Flash Gordon, The Lone Ranger, King of the Royal Mounted, over 24 of them. And each of them the best of its kind, each of them conceived and designed solely for your pleasure. So buy the Comic Weekly this Sunday. Your dealer has it, for the Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers. Look for the figure of Puck and the words The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and Kolu are in San Francisco trying to arrange passage for their return to the Far East. Jim's past services have not been forgotten by Major Lane of the Intelligence Division. And so at the Major's suggestion, Jim has sent a detailed report of his recent activities to Colonel Devlin of the Pacific Coast Branch of our Intelligence Service. It is now just after breakfast. Jim and Kolu are getting dressed at their hotel, and Jim is looking forward with keen anticipation to a personal interview with Colonel Devlin.
Hey, Kolu. Kolu.
Geez, fun.
You seen my hair comb anywhere?
Comb on bureau.
No, it ought to be, but it's disappeared.
Comb not to walk off.
And the maid must have put it somewhere.
Me get my comb.
Oh, thanks. Certainly is funny. My handkerchiefs were all mixed up, too. My socks. Kolu, this room's been searched.
Kolu not like Tuan. Report has been sent to Colonel?
Yes, Kolu, by registered mail.
What report say?
I told him about the Wana tribe. How their creed is death to all unbelievers. How they worship the god of violence.
Make poison from limu weed.
Yes, I put that in, too. I wrote the Colonel that we're convinced the Wana tribe is lined up with the Axis powers.
You told him why you think that?
You mean the belt buckles?
Yes.
Thanks to you, we know that a small temple bell from the Wana tribe has been cut up and made into belt buckles. The buckles are worn by small, unconnected groups of saboteurs and fifth columnists.
Six belt buckles. We only have four.
We've only got four so far. Hey, Kolu, look in the laundry hamper in the bathroom. I left those four belt buckles in the soiled linen.
We'll see.
I figured nobody would think of looking there.
Soon, no.
Kolu, if anything should happen about all this, don't talk to anyone but Colonel Devlin. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tuan.
Come in. Thought I heard someone at the door.
Belt buckles are here, Tuan.
Hey, who's opening that transom?
Goodbye, Mr. Bradley.
Hey, what goes on here? Who is...
And one more bullet to make sure, Mr. Bradley. Tuan, Jim!
Tuan! Your head.
And now for the local news, as the time will allow. Here in San Francisco, a violent, interesting career may have reached its end. An Oriental seafaring man tentatively identified a body being held at the police morgue as that of the famous and colorful Jungle Jim Bradley. The body was found in a local hotel shortly before noon, and all identification papers are in the name of Jay Bradley. If it really is the famous Jungle Jim, government officials say they can easily find out. In addition to fingerprint identification, they say that a very important naval map was recently tattooed in invisible ink on Jungle Jim's back. The chemical agent to make this map visible was applied at noon to the body now at the police morgue. But it requires 12 hours to take effect, and officials are anxiously awaiting its result. It is now 40 seconds before 11 p.m., so in just about an hour, the world will know whether or not the almost legendary Jungle Jim belongs to the past. Incidentally, the coroner's report lists the cause of death simply as natural causes. This is Bud Collier, your INS reporter, who would...
Well, Bradley, everyone's cooperating with your plan. How does it feel to sit here in the morgue and hear your own death notice announced on the radio?
Colonel Devlin, now I know what Mark Twain meant when he said that reports of his death had been greatly exaggerated.
I just hope you're not exaggerating all this rigmarole.
Tuan Jim know best.
Well, frankly, I have my doubts, Kolu.
Well, I don't blame you for being skeptical, Colonel Devlin. After all, you don't know me from Adam.
Oh, it isn't that. Know your reputation, of course. But I also know the kind of mind we're bucking on this thing, Bradley.
Nalabora fin wang solachong.
What's all that?
To catch a big fish, you must use big bait.
Well, I don't argue with that.
No use argue. It's true.
But these fellows are smart, Bradley. Smart as they come. Too smart to think we'd release news like that invisible map on your back until we're pretty positive.
True enough, Colonel. And yet it'll make them wonder. And together with that stuff about my dying from natural causes, it'll make them awful anxious to know what happened to the fellow they shot.
We're already anxious, Colonel. Shots went wild.
Not half wild enough to suit me, Colum.
Yes, even a scalp wound like you've got can be mighty painful. How do you feel?
I can remember feeling better, but I'm okay.
What is hour now, Tuan?
11:30. Something ought to happen pretty soon.
I hope so. This morgue gives me the creeps.
We won't be here much longer, Colonel.
Wish I were as sure of that as you are, Bradley.
Well, look at it this way. If the situation were reversed, wouldn't you make sure the man in the morgue was the man you shot?
I don't know. There are so many ways of making sure.
Well, the quickest way would be to send somebody to the morgue. Or better still, to go yourself.
Maybe, but that's another thing. Well, what do we do when this party of yours does begin?
We'll have to take things as they come.
Where I hide, Tuan?
You don't hide, Colo. You cover yourself with that sheet and lie there on the marble slab next to mine.
Good. And as for me, I'll be the doddering old morgue assistant. How does that sound?
Perfect. You should have been an actor, Colonel.
I am. You have to be in this business. Actor, scientist,
someone coming.
Huh? I don't hear anything.
Talking in next room.
Colo's got ears like a cat.
People come.
Get that sheet over you, Colo, and lie still. Colonel Devlin, it's up to you.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll just rumple my hair and my mustache and this long white coat.
Yes, mister. What can I do for you?
I tell you, it is an outrage.
Huh? What is?
Bad enough to have to come to a place like this, but to be searched.
Oh, they searched you, did they?
Yes, like a common criminal.
Uh-huh, yes, they've been doing that to everyone today. Don't know why.
I shall complain. I shall not stand for it.
Oh, is that so? Is that what you come in here to say?
No, certainly not. No. My mission here, old man, is a sad one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tis with most folks that come here, except them that lie on the slabs.
Please, have a little discretion.
What's that?
Oh, never mind. Oh, you look at my leg. Yes, I am lame. I've had to wear this brace on my leg ever since for some time.
No, I wasn't looking at your leg, mister. I was admiring your belt buckle.
My belt buckle? Oh, what about it?
Nothing. I never seen one like that before, that's all.
I'm glad you like it. Now, if you don't mind, I'm anxious to leave this place as soon as possible.
Yeah, most folks are, except them that lie on the slabs.
Must you keep saying that?
Who is it you're looking for?
Well, I heard on the radio that you have the body of a man named Bradley.
Bradley.
J. Bradley.
Oh, yes. Fellow they made them chemical tests on.
That's the one. Did they...
No, nary a sign of any tattooed map on his back.
But his head. Wasn't there...
His head? No, nothing unusual about his head.
I see. Dear me. Then it must be my poor brother. His name was J. Bradley, too. And his health was none too good.
What'd your brother look like, mister?
Oh, why... Fairly tall.
Did he have straight dark hair and a few scars here and there?
Oh, that would be... Yes. Yes, that sounds like my brother.
Right over here, mister. No, the next one.
This one?
Yeah, I always warn folks to brace themselves before I turn the sheet down.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well?
Yes. Yes, it's the very man I... Yes, that's my brother. But his head, it's bandaged. And you said there was nothing.
Oh, so it is. I never noticed that before. Oh, I wouldn't touch him if I was you.
I have to look at his back to make sure he had a small mole. Oh.
What are you bending over for? Your lame leg bother you?
At times. I just loosened the top of the brace. So, now then.
Oh, say, that's pretty clever. You carry a knife in that brace.
Quite right. And as you see, the knife is pointed at each end.
That's mighty interesting. Never saw a knife like that before. Where'd you get it?
The wound that crippled me was made by this knife. That was in Cairo. And when the fight was over, its previous owner had no further use for it.
Oh, yes, I see. But I still don't see where it's got 2 points.
They have proved very useful in the past, Colonel Devlin.
Yeah.
What's that?
I recognized you when I came in, even with your hair all mussed up like that and your mustache. I've studied your pictures too carefully to be fooled, Colonel Devlin.
Well, all right. part was getting tiresome anyway.
I quite agree.
Now, let's see. You must be, your name is Berman, isn't it?
I am honored that you recognize me.
Bradley was right. We did get a big fish.
Correction. You almost got a big fish. You see, Bradley's body is still warm. That was my warning signal.
May I ask what your immediate plans are for that interesting two-pointed knife you have?
The knife? In due course, it will attend to you and to Mr. Bradley.
You know, I rather doubt that.
Don't reach for your gun, Colonel, because... Pleasant dreams, Colonel. Now, Bradley.
Yes, now, Berman. Try on the sheet your size.
That's it. Bradley, I... My wrist is...
Drop the knife. Knives hurt people, Berman. Drop it. Drop it, I say. Kolo, get rid of that knife.
Yes, Tuan. Out of way now. He's in wall.
Good. Berman, my mother told me never to hit a cripple. But you're... This shot!
Don't be so cocky, Bradley. Try this.
Front team, get up.
Keep away, Kolo.
See how kicking the ribs are greasy.
You're clumsier than I thought, Berman. How's your jiu-jitsu?
Hey!
Help the colonel.
Tuan Jin, look!
What happened?
Well, I'll be...
Bradley.
It's all right, Colonel. I thought I'd seen everything. But this is a new one on me.
Where's Berman?
He's dead. He tried to kick me when I was down, and I used jiu-jitsu to throw him against the wall. That double-pointed knife of his was sticking in the wall, and it stabbed and killed him.
I guess you call that accidental justice.
Right. Kolo, look in the other part of his brace. I think you'll find that report I sent Colonel Devlin.
What? What report?
Where do we find it? It'll explain itself. May I keep Berman's belt buckle?
Why, of course. I admired it myself.
Report is here.
Good. Give it to the colonel.
Thanks, Kolo.
Hey, Kolo, where are you going?
Telephone newspaper. Tell people not worry. You're still plenty much alive, Jungle Jim.